Silicon Valley has a diversity problem. At companies like Twitter, Facebook, and Google, only 1% of its technical employees are Black. Industry leaders in Atlanta say here, tech companies do a little better. That's partly because there's a more diverse pool of talent to draw from, but there's still a long way to go. As WABE's Tazneem Shama reports, several groups in the Atlanta area are looking to change the picture.
At Morehouse College, Michael Street looks comfortable and relaxed back at his alma mater. In a gray t-shirt and blue jeans, he's teaching freshmen how to code. They're learning a programming language called Python.
And we'll give you 10 minutes starting now to just give us an idea of what the approach would be, all right? And go.
Street is the founder of Black Men Code. Tonight, he's challenging students to use Python to create a map of weather stations in the U.S.
There's 100 buildings with 363 weather stations, right? So each building has its own closest weather station, right? But you only want to plot the unique closest weather station.
Black Men Code's a nonprofit that teaches young African-American boys and men computer science skills for free. Students like Morehouse freshman Damon Redding say it's a place where, as an African-American computer science major, he feels at home.
You see what you want to be. I see myself or who I want to be in everyone in the room. So that's what inspires me.
That wasn't always the case. He attended high school in Conyers.
In my school, there was no STEM program, but there were still Caucasians, Indians, and Asians. They knew about coding and programming. We were kind of uninformed on that end.
He says Black Men Code helped him realize computer science is for African Americans, too. Sitting next to him, his classmate, Philip Rucker, says coding can be intimidating for some.
People don't believe that they can code. They think it may be too complicated or too boring. But once you get a group like this together, you learn from each other and see how easy it is to build on the stuff you already know.
But there's more to coding than just the technical skills. Once they graduate, Black Men Code founder Michael Street says African-American students have another challenge. They need to figure out how to break through the current tech industry climate.
So you have an institution that's largely homogenous, say a tech company that you're trying to apply to get into, and you may have the skills to get in there, but because of the homogeneity, they're going to say you're a bad cultural fit and you can't come in. It's really, a massive challenge because these companies have been making billions and billions of dollars operating in the way that they've operated.
But Street says tech companies do realize they can't keep growing without adding more African Americans. To that point, Pinterest, for example, recently hired its first African American diversity officer. And finding this African American and Latino tech talent sparked a business idea right here in Atlanta. It's called Diverse Developer. Jason Russell is the founder.
If a recruiter is looking for a certain person in this certain area with this certain skill set, they can go on the site and they can search for that person.
His job site is one of the first in the tech industry where applicants can clearly declare their ethnicity. Companies are not allowed to ask about race, but here employers can easily find out without breaking the law. Russell hopes this will help.
Atlanta has a very diverse population, and I've seen more African Americans get into this space. But at the end of the day, oftentimes when I talk to my counterparts, they're still one of two African American developers or coders on a team of 20 to 25 people.
And there are local groups like Technologists of Color also trying to boost those numbers through networking. Here, members often come up with tech solutions for communities being overlooked by larger tech companies. On a recent night at Colony Square in Midtown Atlanta, more than 50 people attended a showcase of startups.
Next, we have Danielle Kumani.
Afrocentric Soulmates.
Afrocentric Soulmates is basically a social networking and dating website for African-centered people.
Events like this are crucial for minorities in particular, especially if they don't have access to established networks. Jason Russell with Diverse Developers says right now, several schools like Stanford, UC Berkeley, and MIT act as feeders for tech companies. He says these companies looking for diverse talent should look in Atlanta.
I can assure you that the people with the skill set are out there. I think that the companies that are saying that they can't find this various talent, they need to be a little bit more creative in how they're looking for these people. And it's not very complicated. You know, you would think that Atlanta would be a feeder for some of these large organizations.
But Russell says he hasn't seen much progress on that front and hopes that will change. Tazneem Shama, WABE News.